الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد قال الله تبارك وتعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إنا أنزلناه في ليلة القدر علمنا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم هذا الدعاء اللهم إنك عفو تحب العفو فاعف عني صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم. Most respected elders and friends, brothers and sisters in Islam, and all the people that are listening to this program, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. When Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made hijrat from Makkah Mukarramah to Madinatul Munawwara, the first thing that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did was to make peace with the Jews of Madinatul Munawwara. There was an agreement that the Muslims will not attack the Jews and the Jews will not attack the Muslims. And both of them will not assist their enemies against each other. In the fifth year after Hijrat, the Battle of Trenches took place. The Battle of Ahzab. The enemies of Islam formed alliances with each other to collectively launch an attack against the Muslims and to ameliorate Islam from the face of the earth. The Jews of Madinatul Munawwara, the tribe of Banu Qurayza, they went against the terms and conditions of that agreement and they assisted the kuffar against the Muslims. After the Battle of Trenches, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam decided to launch an attack on the tribe of Banu Qurayza. The tribe of Banu Qurayza took refuge in the fort and they locked themselves in the fort. One very great illustrious sahabi of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Hazrat Abu Lubaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu, had close alliances with the tribe of Banu Qurayza. He went to see to them and went to discuss the issue with them. The tribe of Banu Qurayza asked Abu Lubaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu, what is Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam intention regarding us? What is Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam going to do with us? Hazrat Abu Lubaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he indicated with his forefinger towards his neck like this, indicating that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam intention is to kill y'all and to slaughter y'all. Abu Lubaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, no sooner did I indicate towards my neck that I realized that I committed a major sin. I betrayed Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I should not have divulged the secret of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to the tribe of Banu Qurayza. He immediately turned his back, and the only place he went to where he could invoke the rahmat and the mercy of Allah and get the forgiveness of Allah was the masjid of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He goes to a pillar. He ties himself to the pillar. And he made a firm resolve, until and unless Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala does not forgive me, I will not untie myself from this pillar. During those 6 days, he cried to Allah. He begged Almighty Allah, "Oh Allah, forgive me. I've betrayed Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I've committed a major sin." After 6 days, Allah's rahmat and mercy came down, and Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala revealed forgiveness for Hazrat Abu Lubaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Most respected elders and friends, Abu Lubaba radiallahu ta'ala committed a sin. He committed a mistake. He knew that if he goes to the masjid and he invokes the rahmat and the mercy of Allah, Allah's mercy will come down. You and I have also committed many sins. We are drowning in sins. Some of us have committed sins with our eyes. We have seen those things that we're not supposed to see, and we damaged our iman. Some of us have heard those things that we're not supposed to hear. We heard ghibat and backbiting, gossiping. We have contaminated our iman. We have spoken with our tongues things that we're not supposed to speak. And we have hurt our iman. With our hearts and our minds, we have thought those things that we're not supposed to. Most respected elders and friends, Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala has brought us here in the masjid. Just as Abu Lubaba radiallahu ta'ala, he cried to Allah, he begged Allah, Allah's rahmat and mercy came down, you and I have now come here in the masjid. We have thrown ourselves in a masjid as though we have tied ourselves to the pillar of the masjid. And we are going to cry and beg to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, Allah, you forgive Abu Lubaba, Allah, you forgive us. Respected elders and friends, there are a lot of virtues for i'tikaf. A person making i'tikaf is like a beggar in front of the palace. He tells to the king, until and unless you don't give me something, you don't fulfill my wish and my desire, I'm not going to move away from your court. We are in the court of Allah. And we make a firm resolve to Allah, Allah, until and unless you don't forgive us, we're not moving away from your house. One of the greatest benefits of i'tikaf is, it is a great sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah tells us in the Quran al-Kareem, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهِ وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ. If you want the love of Allah, if you claim you have the love of Allah, follow me. Follow the sunnah of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Do what Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did. Allah will forgive you. Allah will have love for you. Allah will forgive all your sins. In one hadith, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam reported to have mentioned, if a person makes i'tikaf, Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala will give him the reward of 2 accepted hajj and 2 accepted umrah. In one hadith, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam reported to have mentioned, man i'takafa yawman ibtigha'a wajhillah, ja'ala Allah baynahu wa bayna an-nar thalas khada'iq. أَبْعَدْ مِمَّ الْخَافَقَيْنِ أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. If a person make i'tikaf just for one day, from this we understand, this virtue is not only for the sunnat i'tikaf, it is even for the nafl i'tikaf. Those of us that are not in sunnat i'tikaf, come and spend your time in the masjid. Make niyat of i'tikaf. Inshallah, you'll get the virtue of this hadith. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, that person make i'tikaf one day, but for the pleasure of Allah, for the ridwan of Allah, we just want to make our Allah happy. Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala will distance him from the fire of Jahannam for 3 trenches. And each trench, the distance between, is between the sky and the earth. Allah tabarak grant us the tawfiq and to understand and value these few moments that Allah has given us. Respected elders and friends, life is short. Death is imminent. The journey after life is very, very long, dark and deep. We need to take our provisions for our akhirat. A poet so beautifully mentions it. Inna lil insani safaran, safaran fit dunya wa safarun minat dunya. A person has two journeys. One journey in this world, one journey from this world. وَتَزَوَّدُوا فَإِنَّ خَيْرَ زَادِ التَّقْوَى. Take your provisions. The best provision is a provision of taqwa and Allah consciousness. Let us use this moment that we have for the pleasure and the ridwan of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. We have few moments. These moments are very, very precious. Let us use our time very, very sparingly. One poet says it, حَيَاتُكَ أَنْفَاسٌ تُعَدُّ فَكُلَّمَا مَذَا نَفَسٌ إِنْ تَقَصَدْ بِهِ جُزْءًا. What is our life? Our life is the name of few breaths. We take a breath in and out, and every time we take a breath in and out, one part of our life is decreasing. My Shaykh, Hazrat Mufti Mahmud Hasan Gangohi Rahmatullah Alayhi, used to say that our life is like a block of ice. Before that ice melt away, sell it and make your income. We need to make our income for the akhirat. We look at the lives of our akabirin and our pious elders. They used to do some very amazing things to save time and engage themselves in the ibadat of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. One very great muhaddis, Dawood Tai Rahmatullah Ali, he used to eat wet roti. Dry roti is more tastier than wet roti. Wet roti doesn't taste good as dry roti. You enjoy the dry roti. So somebody asked him, why do you eat wet roti? He said, I calculated the time between eating dry roti and wet roti. Within that time, I'm able to recite 50 ayats of the Quran Kareem. Subhanallah. Another muhaddith, Ali Jurjani Rahmatullah Ali, he used to puff wheat in his mouth. Not eat it and chew it. Puff it. Much difficulty in eating it in that way. So somebody asked him, why do you do that? He said, I calculated the time between eating wheat in a normal way and puffing it, and the difference between that, I'm able to recite 70 times Subhanallah. Every moment of ours is very, very precious. Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, he was once traveling. He saw a grave. He dismounted from his animal and he read 2 rakat salat. Somebody asked him, that, do you know the inmate of that grave? That you are performing 2 rakat salat probably with the intention of isale sawab? He said, no, I don't know the inmate of the grave. But when I saw that qabr, I thought of a hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wherein Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, the inmate of the qabr, he would think, had he had chance in life, he would read 2 rakat salat. I thought, I'm walking on the back of the earth. I'm alive. Let me read the 2 rakat salat. Let us use our time very, very sparingly, and let us engage ourselves. Let us exert ourselves in the ibadat of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. These are the moments that we need to give our fullest to Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Nikal jaye dam tere qadmo ke niche. Nikal jaye dam tere qadmo ke niche. Yehi hai dil ki hasrat, yehi hai dil arzu. May my life come out under your feet. This is my wish, this is my desire. And the more we exert ourselves for Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, Allah will give us more than our expectations. Musa se pooch, Khuda ki deen ka Musa se pooche ahwal. Khuda ki deen ka Musa se pooche ahwal. Aag lene gaye, payambari mil gaye. Ask Musa alayhi salatu wa salam about the generosity of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. He went to collect fire. Allah told him, what you get in fire? Let me give you the fire of Nubuwat. And with that fire of Nubuwat, with that noor of Nubuwat, now you're going to flame the heart of the people with the love of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Respected elder and friends, it's the 21st night
of the month of Ramadan, potential night of Laylatul Qadr. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, تَحَرَّوْ لَيْلَةَ الْقَدْرِ فِي الْوِتْرِ مِنَ الْعَشَرِ الْأَوَاخِرِ مِنْ رَمَضَانِ أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام, search for Laylatul Qadr in the odd nights of the last 10 nights of the month of Ramadan. Hadith Mawlana Machuan Sahib narrated the hadith. Hadith Aisha radiallahu ta'ala asked Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, إِنْ عَلِمْتُ أَيَّ لَيْلَةٍ لَيْلَةَ الْقَدْرِ مَا أَقُولُ فِيهَا. Ya Rasulullah, if I come to know when is Laylatul Qadr, or have a feeling that it is Laylatul Qadr, what dua should I make to Almighty Allah? Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught Hazrat Aisha dua. Say, Allahumma innaka afuun tuhibbul afwa fa'afu anni. Allahumma innaka afuun tuhibbul afwa fa'afu anni. Oh Allah, you are most forgiving. And not that you only would like to forgive, you love to forgive. You love to forgive. Allah, forgive me. May Allah Tabarak grant us the tawfiq and hidayat to utilize these moments very, very sparingly. Engage ourselves in the ibadat of Allah to the best of our ability. Shortly we'll be making the zikr of Allah Tabarak wa ta'ala. Our niyat, our intention should be the ridwan and the pleasure of Allah. Allahumma inni asaluka hubbak, wa hubba man yuhibbuk, wa hubba amalin yuqarribuni ila hubbik. Oh Allah, I ask of you your muhabbat, your love, and the love of those people that love you, and the love of those a'mal that make me closer to you. And one of those a'mal that make, get us very close to Allah, it is the ridwan and the pleasure of Allah. Wa ridwanu min Allahi akbar. And Allah says, وَلَا ذِكْرُ اللَّهِ أَكْبَرُ. The zikr of Allah is the greatest thing. Allah grant us tawfiq and hidayat to use this time very, very sparingly. We'll engage the zikr of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. We'll be making this tasbihat, the loud zikr. Remember these kind of zikrs, not farz, not wajib, not sunnat. It is prescribed and it is tried and it is tested. You go to a doctor and you ask a doctor prescribe medication to you. You're not going to ask the doctor, is this farz? It is wajib? It is sunnat? What is it? Doctor will tell you, it is tried and tested. I'm telling you out of my experience using medication. This type of askar we do, it is prescribed by our akabirin and it is very, very spiritually uplifting. So the procedure will be, we'll be reciting three times Qul Huwallahu Ahad with the intention of Isale Sawab to Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, all the Anbiya, all our Akabirin, and thereafter we'll be doing three types of tasbih. The first one will be La Ilaha Illallah. When we make in the zikr of La Ilaha Illallah, remember, one is La, there's no one worthy of worship but Allah. One is the literal translation, and one, we are doing it with the intention of our spiritual upliftment. When we saying La Ilaha, then remove Ghairullah from the heart. Everything besides Allah, take it out from the heart. This is what we call Takhliya. And then we're going to put all good qualities, think of all good qualities and put that into our heart. Illallah, only Allah. We're going to remove Ghairullah from the heart and we're going to put Allah in our heart. This is what we call Takhliya. So we'll be doing about one tasbih of that. Then we'll be doing two tasbih of illallah, which means only Allah, only Allah. I attach myself only to Allah. If anybody can do anything, it is Allah. No power of the world can do what Allah can do. And the last, third tasbih will be of Allah, 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 Allahu Allah. That think about the greatness, the grandeur of Allah, and with full concentration in Almighty Allah, make the zikr of Allah. And when taking the name of Allah, take it with love. Take it with enjoyment. Enjoy the name of Allah. And thereafter, inshallah, after that, after making zikr, there's a hadith where Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that Allah tabarak wa ta'ala says, you took my name, ask what you want, you'll get it. You took my name, ask what you want, you will get it. With this spirit and with this yaqeen and conviction, let us engage in zikr. At the end, Hadha Maulana Ahmad Chauhan Sahib will make the dua and we will say Ameen to dua, dua inshallah. Recite three times, Qul Allahu Ahad.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم Be conscious of the intention I told you all when we're making the dhikr of La ilaha illallah. La ilaha, when you're saying it, put your heart, your face towards your heart and then move it on the right hand side. La ilaha, that means no one worthy of worship. Remove a ghairullah, everyone beside Allah, remove it from the heart. And then when we're saying illallah, then try to insert the love of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala in our hearts and all beautiful qualities in our hearts. Have that intention, inshallah you'll benefit with the zikr. Your heart and your mind must be in the zikr and think of the greatness of Allah. La ilaha illallah, 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 Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Illallah, 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 Chauhan sahab will make the dua. Remember, when making dua, your heart and mind must be focused. Dua is one of the greatest acts of ibadat. In dua, we lifting up our hand and we begging, we crying to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. We are talking to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. So while Hazrat Maulana makes dua, we focus our hearts and minds towards the dua and what it's asking for. And from our depth of our heart, we say, Ameen, Ameen. Allah, you accept. Allah, you accept. Let us give our hearts and our mind in this dua. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, Ud'u Allah wa antum muqinuna bil ijaba. That make dua to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala and have yaqeen that Allah tabarak wa ta'ala will accept. So let us give our heart and soul in this dua and say Ameen from our depth of our heart. And also learn how to make dua. Observe the words and the duas made by Maulana and learn what we should be asking Allah. What are the things, how we should ask Allah. What we should present to Allah. What our conduct in our dua. Learn how to make dua. When we make our own private du'as, imitate those words and inculcate that in our du'as as well. Allah grant us tawfiq, inshallah.
Allahumma laka alhamdu kama anta ahluh. Fasalli wa sallim ala sayyidina Muhammadin sallallahu alayhi wa sallama kama anta ahluh. Waf'al bina kama anta ahluh. Waf'al bina kama anta ahluh. Waf'al bina kama anta ahluh. Fa'innaka ahlu taqwa wa ahlu al-maghfira. يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا مولانا محمد كما تحب وترضى وبعدد ما تحب وترضى رضينا بالله ربا وبالإسلام دينا وبسيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم رسولا ونبيا لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له له الملك وله الحمد يحيي ويميت بيده الخير وهو على كل شيء قدير لا إله إلا الله الملك الحق المبين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم الصادق الوعد الأمين ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين ربنا اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وإسرافنا في أمرنا وثبت أقدامنا وانصرنا على القوم الكافرين لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إني كنت من الظالمين لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إني كنت من الظالمين لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إني كنت من الظالمين ربنا اغفر لنا ولوالدينا ولأساتذتنا ولمشايخنا ولأزواجنا ولذرياتنا ولمن له حق علينا ولمن أوصانا بالدعاء ولجميع المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات ولإخواننا الذين سبقونا بالإيمان ولا تجعل في قلوبنا غلا للذين آمنوا ربنا إنك رؤوف رحيم لا إله إلا الله الحليم الكريم سبحان الله رب العرش العظيم الحمد لله رب العالمين نسألك موجبات رحمتك وعزائم مغفرتك والغنيمة من كل بر والسلامة من كل إثم اللهم لا تدع لنا ذنبا إلا غفرته ولا هما إلا فرجته ولا دينا إلا قضيته ولا مريضا إلا شفيته ولا حاجة من حوائج الدنيا والآخرة هي لك رضا إلا قضيتها ويسرتها يا أرحم الراحمين يا أرحم الراحمين يا أرحم الراحمين يا أكرم الأكرمين يا أكرم الأكرمين يا أكرم الأكرمين O most merciful Allah Ya Allah you are most kind Ya Allah you are most gracious You are most compassionate O most merciful Allah You forgive And Ya Allah you love to forgive O most forgiving Allah We are sinners Ya Allah Ya Allah we are breaking your commandments at all times Ya Allah O most merciful and kind Allah, we turn towards you, Ya Allah. We have no one else to turn to but you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we are sinners, Ya Allah, worthy of your adab and your punishment, Ya Allah. But we have hope in your mercy, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we are the ummatis of your Nabi Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we sit before you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we plead to you, Ya Allah. O most merciful and gracious Allah, forgive each and every one of us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us, Ya Allah. We have committed sins in the darknesses of night, Ya Allah. When there was nobody else observing, Ya Allah, but we couldn't hide from you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we committed sins in the light of day, and sometimes we became audacious, Ya Allah, daring, Ya Allah, and we broke your commandments, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, forgive those sins also, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, sometimes through heedlessness, Ya Allah, through jahala, our ignorance, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, sometimes, O Allah, unknowingly, Ya Allah, we've committed sins, Ya Allah. Forgive those sins, O Allah. Ya Allah, sometimes we did it, Ya Allah, with the full knowledge, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, forgive those sins also, Ya Allah. O most merciful and gracious Allah, forgive us, Ya Allah, forgive our parents. Ya Allah, if they are living, grant them a life of khair and afiyah, Ya Allah. Grant them a life, O Allah, in which you are pleased with them, Ya Allah. O most merciful Allah, make us the coolness of the eyes, Ya Allah. O most merciful Allah, O most merciful Allah, if they have left this world, Ya Allah. Grant them the highest of Jannatul Firdaus, Ya Allah. O Allah, free them from the fire of Jahannam. Ya Allah, free them from the fire of Jahannam. Ya Allah, free them from the fire of Jahannam. Ya Allah, forgive our spouses. Ya Allah, forgive our siblings, our children. Ya Allah, forgive each and every one of our family members. Ya Allah, forgive each and every one of the ummah of our Nabi Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ya Allah, cleanse our hearts, Ya Allah. From all types of, O Allah, doubt that we could have had, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, from all types of sins, Ya Allah. O most merciful Allah. Undoubtedly our hearts are filled with ill, evil, malice, jealousy, hatred,
Oh, most merciful Allah, cleanse our hearts, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, fill our hearts, Ya Allah, with your love and your muhabbat, Ya Allah, and your marifat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, let it shine, Ya Allah, with the noor of iman, Ya Allah, and the noor of yaqeen, Ya Allah. Oh, most merciful and gracious Allah, grant us your muhabbat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we sit in your house, Ya Allah, begging from you, for you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, what we want from you is you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you become ours, Ya Allah, make us yours, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you become ours, Ya Allah, make us yours, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you become ours, make us yours, Ya Allah. Oh, most merciful and gracious Allah. Oh, most merciful and gracious Allah. Whatever the barriers be between you and us, Ya Allah, remove those barriers, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, give us the ability and the tawfiq, Ya Allah, to walk towards you, Ya Allah, you run towards us, Ya Allah. Oh, most merciful and gracious Allah. Sitting here and those that are listening, Ya Allah, whoever has whatever difficulties, Ya Allah, oh Allah, all conditions come from you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, change the conditions of difficulty to the conditions of ease, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, whoever, oh Allah, is impoverished and in poverty, Ya Allah, change that condition with khair and afiyat and barakah, Ya Allah, into conditions of prosperity, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, whoever has whatever challenges, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, remove those challenges, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, whoever is indebted, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, through your qudrat, through your power, your rahmah, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, open the doors of halal sustenance, Ya Allah. And through the unseen, Ya Allah, assist us, Allah, in paying our debts, Ya Allah. Oh, most merciful Allah amongst us, in our families, in ummah, Ya Allah, whoever is ill and sick, Ya Allah, grant us all shifa'i kamil, ajil, mustamir, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, whoever is suffering with the viruses, Ya Allah, and wherever in the world they are suffering with the virus, Ya Allah, oh, most merciful Allah, cleanse them of it, Ya Allah, cleanse the earth of this virus, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, all the qudrat is in your hands, Ya Allah, all the power lies with you, Ya Allah. Oh, most merciful Allah, you make the decision, Ya Allah, to cleanse the earth of it, Ya Allah. Oh, most merciful and gracious Allah, we have lived a life, Ya Allah, of disobedience, Ya Allah, forgive our past, Ya Allah, going forward, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, give us the tawfiq and the ability, Ya Allah, to please you, Ya Allah, to please none but you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, give us the ability, Ya Allah, to recognize that we have, oh Allah, one example, Ya Allah, and that is Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ya Allah, turn our hearts away from all those people, Ya Allah, that we follow. Ya Allah, all those stars and those heroes, Ya Allah, take them out of our hearts, Ya Allah. All those idols, Ya Allah, remove and cleanse our heart, Ya Allah, and let us follow our Nabi Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. O most merciful and gracious Allah, give us the realization that this life is a very short life in this world, Ya Allah. It is a life made up of a few breaths. It is a life made up of a few steps. It is a life, O Allah, made up of a few deeds, Ya Allah. Give us the tawfiq and realization, Ya Allah, that the akhirat is the life, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, let us prepare for that akhirat, Ya Allah. Before we leave this world, Ya Allah, give us the tawfiq of making a tawbah that is sincere and accepted by you, Ya Allah. O most merciful Allah, before we leave this world, Ya Allah, give us the ability and the strength, Ya Allah, to settle our matters amongst the matters of huququl ibad, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, at the time when maut comes knocking at our doors, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, do not let it come to us, Ya Allah. And do not let malakul maut come to us, Ya Allah, in a state in which we are disobedient of you, Ya Allah. We are disobedient to you, Ya Allah, in a state in which, O Allah, we are carrying out acts and deeds of sin, Ya Allah. Or we are in a place, or a sinful place, Ya Allah, a place that you dislike, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, when maut comes to us, when malakul maut comes to us, Ya Allah, at that time, Ya Allah, let the iman in our hearts, Ya Allah, let the iman in our hearts be brimming, Ya Allah, and overflowing, Ya Allah, let our hearts be filled with the noor of iman. Let the kalima la ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wasallam be flowing from our tongues, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, let maut come to us, Ya Allah, when we are carrying out those deeds that are most pleasing to you, Ya Allah. Whilst we are striving in your path, Ya Allah, grant us maut, Ya Allah, in the most mubarak of times, Ya Allah, when your rahmah is full force, Ya Allah, coming down on this earth, Ya Allah, at that time take our ruh up to you, Ya Allah. Ya, in the best of times, Ya Allah, in the best of places, Ya Allah, in the best of conditions, Ya Allah, in the best of ibadat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, save us from the adab of the qabr. Ya Allah, save us from the adab of the qabr. Ya Allah, give us the realization that each one of us, Ya Allah, are going to be standing in front of you, Ya Allah, absolutely unclothed, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, give us the reality at that time, Ya Allah, we would not be owning one single bit of thread, Ya Allah, leaf around clothing, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, on that day, Ya Allah, when the sun is going to be beating on our heads, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, give us that realization that the day is going to come, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, on that day, Ya Allah, grant us shelter under the shade of your arsh, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, on that day, Ya Allah, look towards us with the eyes of mercy, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, on that day, Ya Allah, do not open our book of deeds, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, for even our good, Ya Allah, is no good, Ya Allah, in front of you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you know the condition of our namazes. Ya Allah, you know the condition of our sadaqah and our khairat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you know the condition, Ya Allah, of each and every deed, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we don't have the ikhlas. We don't have the sincerity. O most merciful and gracious Allah, we do not even have the ability, Ya Allah, to bring one subhanallah like your neck banda, like the sahaba had brought, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, do not open our book of deeds tomorrow on the day of Qiyamah, Ya Allah. The good, Ya Allah, is bad. Ya Allah, what our bad deeds will be, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us, Ya Allah. Overlook us, Ya Allah. O most merciful Allah, grant us Jannatul Firdaus without any reckoning. Ya Allah, we are not worthy of it, Ya Allah. But through your fadl, through your grace, Ya Allah, grant us the highest of Jannatul Firdaus, Ya Allah, without absolutely any reckoning, Ya Allah. O most merciful and gracious Allah, on the day of Qiyamah, make us the fortunate ones that will drink from the Holy Kawthar of our Nabi Mustafa, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O most merciful Allah, O most merciful Allah, cause us to pass the pool sirat with the speed of lightning, Ya Allah. Ya Rabbi Kareem Mawla, this month of Ramadan has come, Ya Allah, and it is almost completed, Ya Allah. Whatever has been done, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, you accept. Ya Allah, give us the tawfiq and the ability, Ya Allah, in the minutes and the seconds that lie ahead of us, O Allah, to make qadr and appreciate that time, Ya Allah, and to do our best, Ya Allah, such ibadat that are maqbool and accepted from you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, there were many, there were disobedient servants of yours, Ya Allah, that made tawbah, and Ya Allah, you accepted them, Ya Allah, and you made them your habib and your walis, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, accept us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, accept our tawbah like how you accepted their tawbah, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, and accept us, Ya Allah, amongst the ranks, O Allah, of your pious and accepted walis and awliya. O most merciful Allah, whoever has whatever desires in their hearts that are permissible, Ya Allah, accept their desires, Ya Allah, and fulfill it, Ya Allah. O most merciful Allah, wherever the ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is suffering, remove the suffering from the ummah of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, there are many that have rights, Ya Allah, that we make dua for them, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, fulfill, O Allah, all the nek, solid desires. Ya Allah, remove all the difficulties. There are many that, O Allah, has sent requests, Ya Allah, that we make dua for them, Ya Allah. O most merciful Allah, fulfill their desires that are permissible. Oh Allah, forgive their sins, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, fulfill their needs, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, for them and all of us, Ya Allah, grant barakah in our lives. Ya Allah, grant muhabbat in our homes. Ya Allah, grant barakah in everything we do. Ya Allah, give us steadfastness, Ya Allah. Cause us to live, Ya Allah, on your tariqah, on your deen and your itaat, Ya Allah. Cause us to leave this world, Ya Allah, in a state of iman and in a state in which you are pleased with us, Ya Allah. Allahumma hadha du'a wa ilayka al-ijaba wa hadha al-juhd wa alayka al-tuklan. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billahi al-aliyyil azim.